Hello, this is Simply Bridge, and you've entered the Red Zone. Today I want to talk about triggers. I actually spoke about or posted a question on my Facebook page, and I wanted to know what triggers you and causes you to be hurt or angry. Now, triggers can actually change your mood. They can change your attitude. They can actually also change the way that you perceive things, your perception of things. So this is why I've made a decision in my own life to deal with the triggers in my life. I've decided to first figure out what my triggers are, and then I want to do my best to work on not allowing those things, the triggers, to change my attitude, to change my perception of things, to change my view on people or things, and just to change my attitude, to change my heart, pretty much. Because, you know, once a trigger triggers you, once it triggers you, it can affect you, it can have an effect on you for a very long time. It could be for a short period or a long period of time. So I know that one of my triggers is that I hate it when a person lies to me. And it can actually affect the way that I handle a person. It can affect the way that I handle them. It could affect the way that I actually perceive them. My perception of them can really change. And so I want to deal with that. I believe that sometimes people can know your triggers and they can use that against you. So you have to be very careful. If a person knows that lying upsets you, if a person knows being controlling upsets you, sometimes people will do that very thing to cause you to be upset, to cause you to be angry, to cause you to be hurt. And this is why I really want to focus on my triggers and just work on managing them. Really managing the emotions behind the triggers. Because sometimes you can't stop the triggers, but you can stop the reaction to the triggers. And that's what I wanted to say to you today. Find out what your triggers are, and then work on your reaction towards the triggers. Because if you keep allowing the triggers to control you, because that's what they're doing, they're controlling you emotionally, and then they're controlling you mentally. If you keep allowing that, your life will be a roller coaster ride. And you don't want that. You don't want that. You want your feelings, your emotions to be pretty stable. And I know that there are times when that's just not it's just not something that can happen. But I believe that if you learn to manage your reactions and manage your emotions, you can diminish the amount of stress that you place your emotions in. You can diminish that. I believe that. So today, work on your triggers. Not triggers, but find out what your triggers are. If you need to write them down, write them down. And then work on managing your emotions towards those triggers so that your life can be more fulfilling. It can be more stable. And you can be happier. you can be happier. This is Simply Bridge, and you've entered the red zone.